I'm convinced that whoever typed up the worship aid did it so that the page turn was right before Jesus saying, "You've had five husbands," for drama. I want you to think for a moment about the one who got away, or maybe the thing that got away, however you would answer that. I think over the course of our lives, there are ones who get away. Relationships, oftentimes people who we realize in hindsight maybe were very precious to us or could have been very precious to us, but for one reason or another, they just sort of slipped away. I'll spare you this story of Brenda Brownstein in the second grade for me, that drama you don't need to hear. But sometimes they were potential romantic relationships, sometimes they were family members, sometimes they were colleagues at work. And it isn't just people. Sometimes there are opportunities that get away because we don't fully appreciate what we have. Sometimes they even are things or objects. Maybe we're too selfish, maybe we're too immature, maybe we're too afraid, maybe we feel too ashamed. The ones that got away. I'm posing the question because I'd like to suggest that there's a line in tonight's gospel reading that, at least for me, is arguably the most important in the entire New Testament. It's when Jesus says to the Samaritan woman, basically, "If you only knew, if you only knew who is here asking you for water. If you only knew who it was who came up to you on this hot midday, when you came here perhaps deliberately to be alone and unnoticed." You could say to the disciples, "If you only knew why I was here with this woman, that you're so shocked by the fact that I'm here with her." Because as we go into this homily series at St. Joe's, redirecting our hearts to God, right? If you're like me, it's so easy to say, "Well, of course, I should redirect my heart to God. I haven't been doing that." And we blithely pretend that we know exactly where God is and exactly what God looks like and where we find him. And if we're that easy, why are we so stupid that we're not just going there, spending all our time and energy? Because no matter how many times we read it or pray it or have it beautifully sung in hymns, most of the time, or at least a lot of the time, we don't recognize the presence when it's there. And so that's why I love the fact that John thought enough to include those words of Jesus to this extraordinary woman. "If you only knew the one who is here." And he's not calling her out, he's not blaming her, but he's simply highlighting the fact that it's something in our human nature that wants to write the script for God. "Here, Lord," just like we do. "You turn up on page 3, don't blow your lines." And yet God refuses to follow that script a lot of the time. "And if we only knew." But this isn't a question just to make us feel bad and, "Oh my gosh, those opportunities got away." In fact, it's an opportunity, I think, to say no. Because that presence never goes away. Maybe that one relationship, okay, that's past and maybe it's not coming back. Maybe that opportunity fled. The lie is that we'll never know the hope we could have known then. We'll never know the joy we could have known then. But that is a lie. And so the gospel itself gives us a roadmap forward. And I think the roadmap is simply right there in the desire of the woman herself. She knows what she wants. Yes, she wants water, okay, but that's symbolic, as is so often the case in John, of so much more. And we can easily plug in. That's why I said at the start of this Mass, what is it that we desire tonight? What is it that we long for? And a lot of times, you know, people that exchange about the "go call your husband, I have no husband," people look at that as if Jesus is playing some sort of game of gotcha. Hardly, I think. Read the Gospels carefully. He doesn't call people out in a way to embarrass them or make them feel small. But even in that one exchange, is Jesus perhaps acknowledging what all of us have, a longing for meaningful, authentic relationships? Now, maybe she was a widow five times over, we don't know. But if that wasn't the case, did she go with husband number one thinking, I want to have four more of these, I hope this doesn't work out? A deep desire, a deep longing. And I hope that every one of us can read into those lines, whatever that longing looks like in our own hearts. And at certain points, that longing is fulfilled, but many times we see in hindsight, if I'd only known what I could have had, but I let it go. And so this is an opportunity, as a little spiritual exercise perhaps, to re-inflame that longing. And in a little homily, can't really say much more than that, but each one of us can name it for ourselves. Is it a longing for authenticity, for maybe living with a little bit more integrity? Is it a longing to say, I want to be more vulnerable, I want to be more trusting? If I'd only had that in that one relationship, maybe I'd still have the graces of that today. I couldn't do it then. And that person walked away, or I walked away. I couldn't face that memory, that thing I've been carrying inside of my own heart. If I'd been able to do it, if I'd sought out some help at that time or that moment, maybe my life would look very different today. If our gospel tonight means anything, it means don't simply lament the past. In the eyes of Christ, every opportunity is now. But it is important to ask the question, even if there's a little bit of a poignancy to it. Because if we're ever going to think about redirecting our hearts to Christ, it's always got to start with, where is that presence? And more often than not, the answer to the question where Christ is the answer to a question which says, if I only knew, if I only knew, if I only recognized where he is. And sometimes just posing the question that directly and then saying, well, I've got this relationship, I've got that situation, I've got this sense in my heart, this little gnawing in my conscience. We can't BS ourselves here. More often than not, we have a pretty good idea of where we need to look. It's just a question sometimes of having the courage or the freedom to actually look there, eyeball to eyeball. So just to pray for that grace, perhaps, as we move into this third week of Lent, and to imagine Jesus saying to us, not as Jesus in the Eucharist, or Jesus in the beautiful Church of St. Joe's, or Jesus under the flames of the Holy Spirit, but Jesus in that person, that opportunity, whether it was in the past, whether it's right now, or whether it's on our near horizon, looking at us, simply saying, if you only knew the opportunity. That's an opportunity that's never too late for us to claim.